Hey everybody, TGIF for everybody that's enjoying the end of their work week. I want to give you a quick update on what's going to happen over the weekend and into early next week. I just updated my blog with the latest data and information and kind of my general thinking of what's going to happen next week. In the meantime, you probably noticed the Arctic air has arrived. Temperatures today are going to struggle to get into the 40s. We probably have already reached our high right now around 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Temperatures will steadily fall, and there's going to be gusty winds, so expect wind chills today, probably feeling more like in the 20s and 30s, and in the North Carolina mountains, it'll feel like the single digits. Now, the interesting thing about this setup next week is that the Arctic air is already in place. Now, the models are starting to come into more agreement, which it's kind of odd this far out into the future. I'll be honest with you. Typically, the models are all over the place like they were on Wednesday. I was looking more at the setup or the pattern recognition. But right now, looking at both the European and the GFS, which the GFS was out to lunch the last 2 days, it finally has come in line with the European model. European model typically does really well out to long distances. And when we get closer to GFS and the NAM, the WRF, and even the Canadian sometimes could be a little bit better. So they're starting to come into line with a significant winter storm. Now, the thing that's interesting about this is this thing really cranks up on the coast and it bombs out, we call it. It goes from maybe 1,012 millibars down to 1,000 and then all the way down to like the 980s, which is like nor'easter hurricane type strength. So there's potential here that if it stays snow, and I think it will in the Western Carolinas, we're talking the foothills and mountains, we could see near blizzard conditions at times Tuesday into Wednesday. And that's the other part of this situation. It looks a little bit slower now. We thought it would start Monday night. I think it's going to be more Tuesday now into Wednesday, with the worst of the weather being Tuesday night into Wednesday morning as opposed to Monday night and Tuesday. And that happens this far out. Just little subtle changes have now delayed the onset about a good 24 hours. So I put a link here in the title so you could go over and check my blog. I got more information over there. But this weekend, no worries except for the cold temperatures. We're going to see highs only in the upper 30s to near 40 both Saturday and Sunday, and morning lows are going to be down into the teens to near 20 degrees with brutal wind chills, especially today and tomorrow. So bundle up out there, stay warm. I'll keep you up to date through the weekend. I'm on TV today starting at 4, 5, 5:30, 6, and 11, of course, and I'm actually working this weekend on Saturday night at 6 and 11, so tune in for that. We'll have update information. I think by the end of the weekend, we're going to know something. We may actually start to see some winter storm watches issued as early as Sunday night, maybe even as late as Monday morning. So stay tuned for that. Hope you have a great Friday and enjoy your day.